Recorded Books presents The Stuff Between the Stars, How Vera Rubin Discovered Most of the Universe. Written by Sandra Nickel. Illustrated by Amy Sikoro. Read by Zura Johnson. Vera always liked looking at the night sky. But when she was 11, she moved to a new house with a bedroom so small the only place to look was up through her window. As she lay in bed, a star slipped into sight, slowly snuck across the pane, and disappeared. Others followed. The stars were stirring, and something bright stirred in Vera, too. Vera started studying maps of the night sky. She read about the way stars fired their own glow, the way planets reflected the star's bloom. She built a telescope out of a lens and a long cardboard tube so she could reach farther into the heavens. Every night, as the sun's light emptied from the sky, Vera switched off her lamp to make her parents think she was asleep. She watched the Big Dipper circle the North Star. She memorized the trails of shooting stars so she could map their paths in the morning. And when Vera's eyelids grew heavy, she dreamed not about what she had seen, but about what she had not seen. She dreamed about the mysteries between the stars. When Vera was 17, she went to college so she could learn more about the universe. She had already learned that young women weren't welcome in the man's world of astronomy. Her high school teacher had told her to stay away from science. One college suggested that painting would be a better choice. Vera didn't want to paint. She wanted to observe. At Vassar College, she was the only astronomy major in her class. She could reach into the heavens with the school's long telescope whenever she wanted. By the time Vera finished college, she had fallen in love with Robert Rubin, a mathematician. With their marriage, her life took a new turn. Just as the moon orbits both the Earth and Sun, Vera's life began to revolve around both her new family and the night sky. As a baby grew inside her, Vera began studying a question that had left a trail through her mind. Was it possible that galaxies rotated around a center in the universe, like the Big Dipper circled the North Star? She plotted galaxies on a globe, carefully measured how they moved, and then measured again. Just before her son was born, Vera concluded that her idea might just be right. Vera drove through a snowstorm, thick as the Milky Way, to share her research at a gathering of America's most important senior astronomers. The men were all clustered together like the bright bulge of a galaxy. They all seemed to know each other. Vera knew no one. She stood before them and told them about the movement of galaxies. One by one, they stood up. They said her ideas were outlandish. They said her conclusion was ridiculous. Vera felt like the smallest, slowest star on the edge of the galaxy. She asked herself, "Will I ever really be an astronomer?" Vera didn't like the harsh words pushing her away. So after she gave birth to a baby girl, she studied a new question quietly on her own, a question she thought would be a lot of fun. Were the starry galaxies scattered any which way across the universe, or was there a pattern to where they spun? As her husband and children slept, Vera stayed up with the moon and stars. She multiplied and divided and multiplied some more. At the end of several months, Vera had her answer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?